General Motors and Ford are backing out of the internet investments they made in rosier times. In a filing last week with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Ford said it's selling its stake in the Internet Capital Group, a company that invests in dot-coms. General Motors withdrew yesterday from a $50 million plan to sell cars on the internet. It said the plan was no longer viable. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
For old economy giants like GM and Ford, the internet held a threat and a promise.
There was a current of thought in the late 1990s that said that the big stable industries, and a lot of those are in manufacturing, were really going to be profoundly affected by the net.
Andrew McAfee is a professor at the Harvard Business School.
A bunch of new players were going to come up, and that the existing players, really, no matter how big or how rich they were, could be in trouble if they didn't jump on the net.
The promise of the internet was that it would make these behemoths faster, cheaper, and better. McAfee says neither the promise nor the threat materialized as quickly as the giants had hoped and feared, so they're backing away from their investments.
They didn't see the changes happening, and the effort and the energy and the money they were putting into making them happen weren't paying off at all.
In an economic slump, McAfee adds, the car companies have better uses for their money. Still, the pullback comes at a price. Ford, for example, paid close to $50 million in 1999 for its stake in the Internet Capital Group of Wayne, Pennsylvania. That stake is now worth about $500,000. In October, Ford took a $200 million charge to its earnings to write off other money-losing internet ventures. The car maker has also stopped giving computers and cheap internet service to all its employees. Todd Nissen is a spokesman at Ford.
As it was looking at all of its costs and all of its business directions, the company just decided that we needed to suspend. You know, like anything, we try it out and sometimes have to take a step back for a while.
Nissen adds that Ford is still using the web to make it easier for engineers around the world to talk to each other about the cars they're designing and for Ford's far-flung suppliers to communicate with the company. The e-marketplace that the big three automakers set up last year to buy parts is also still up and running, even though it's been slow to take. McAfee of the Harvard Business School says big companies have learned a lesson from these painful, expensive experiments to be more skeptical and more gradual in their embrace of the web. For its part, the Internet Capital Group, whose shares Ford is selling, says it's not worried by Ford's decision. Michelle Strakowski is a spokeswoman for the company.
What we need to focus on is what we can control.
Strakowski says ICG is cutting costs and focusing on profitability. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.